Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, Shamira here, and welcome to this solo episode where I'm going to talk about how you can take your photos from ordinary to extraordinary. So, in a nutshell, I want to talk about some retouching tips. So, I was talking to one of our listeners over Skype a few months ago, and one of her questions was, how could she bring her photos up to the next level? So, after some chatting, I gave her some solutions, and the cool thing was, she sent me an email maybe a week later saying that her photos were looking amazing, and she even attached a low-res version of a photo for me to check out. And sure enough, there was a night and day difference between the old photo and the new photo. So that really made me want to do this episode. And also, just looking at the photos out there, of course, we're inundated with photos. And a lot of those photos are amazing, but as many amazing photos as I see ones that are a bit rough out there. And just to be kind of frank, and yeah, I hope I don't offend somebody, but I probably will, but a lot of people who are calling themselves photographers are putting out photos that don't look that great. And, you know, to be fair, when I first started, I look at my images from years ago and just kind of cringe inside because my retouching was not up to the level that it needed to be. And some of my photos, I'm still amazed that people were willing to pay for those photos because they were rough. But over the years, I got better. And so I want to be helpful and give those of you who want to bring your retouching up to the next level some tips. And with that said, no matter how good you think you are, there's always room for improvement with your photos anyway. Myself included, I'm always trying to up my game as far as retouching goes. So the goal of this episode, we want to get out of the land of mediocrity, right? So don't let that be you. Of course, there are other aspects that are important to running a photography business, such as customer service, getting your pricing nailed down, and proper marketing. But I believe that having amazing photos is also so very important. So first, I want to talk about mindset. And really, in this episode, I'll be talking about three things. I'm going to briefly touch on mindset, and then I'm going to touch on specific software solutions. And I'll even let you know what my workflow is. And then I'll give you another example of a workflow that's different, but more simplified. Meaning that, showing that no matter what your budget is, there are still ways that you can properly retouch your photos without spending a ton of money. And then I'm going to talk about outsourcing, because outsourcing your photo editing can change your life. I know it can be a little bit scary, but let me tell you, it can save you so many hours of stress. So, first, let's talk about mindset. So, you want to have the mindset that this is something that you know inside and out, meaning that you shouldn't be reinventing the wheel every time you sit down to retouch a batch of photos from a photo session, because that will make the process 2 to 3 times longer than it needs to be. So your mindset should be that you have the process down, that you know what you're going to do. It should be built into you. It should not be this new thing that you're tackling. Retouching, I can't remember who it was. I had someone on the show, a wedding photographer, where she talked about how she would be in tears after every wedding session because she was trying to sort through and edit thousands of photos, and it was taking time away from her spending with her family and her friends, and she was literally in tears. And so for her, she actually went to outsourcing. You just want to have the mindset that this is something you have nailed down, that you know it inside and out, that it is very, very familiar to you. Now let's talk about the software solutions, the juicy stuff. I'm going to talk about what I use, but I'm also going to talk about other solutions. So when I say software solutions, I mean the programs that you use to make your photos look pretty. So full disclosure, I'm an Adobe junkie. I'm just an Adobe Cloud, Creative Cloud junkie. I live in it. That was, Photoshop was the first program I learned to use. I actually learned to use Photoshop before I learned how to use a digital camera, which is so backwards. So this is just me. I understand that not everyone uses Adobe Lightroom and Photoshop, but I do. So to give you insight into my workflow, after I do a photo session, I dive right into Lightroom and start processing those raw images. By the way, if you're not shooting in RAW, you should be, because it will improve your photos by leaps and bounds. It lets you recover and correct your photos so much more, or say recover areas where it's too dark or the exposure is too light, and it just works out so much better than shooting in JPEG. Huge files, I know, but totally worth it. So anyway, I dive into Lightroom. I correct my files, meaning that for me, I'm not giving the photos any particular creative style yet. I'm just correcting the exposure and how warm or cool the photo is, the white balance. I mean, I'm just giving it a neutral look, which I believe is very important. Now, from there, still in Lightroom, I move on to give the photos my personal creative style, my touch. So I like the bright and clean style. So that's what I achieve in Lightroom. Now from Lightroom, so I export those files and then I jump over to Photoshop because, again, I'm a Photoshop junkie. And in Photoshop, I begin to take care of the smaller items, blemishes, just the hairs that are kind of gone astray. There's always some hair sticking out of someone's head where it shouldn't be. So I begin to take care of that. Now, still within Photoshop, I jump over to the Perfectly Clear plugin. Now, I have found that Perfectly Clear has, frankly, revolutionized my photos. In Perfectly Clear, it'll whiten teeth for you. It will smooth the skin very quickly for you, and you can control how much you want, but it does it quickly. So the stuff that I used to have to do by hand in Photoshop, Perfectly Clear does that for me. Again, this is a plugin that plugs into Photoshop. It plugs into Lightroom as well, by the way. Within Perfectly Clear, I boost my photos up to the next level. I make the colors more rich. I whiten the teeth. I smooth out the skin. They also have a blemish removal feature. It really makes the photos pop. And for me, there was a clear difference between when I didn't use Perfectly Clear and when I did. So after I finish playing around in Perfectly Clear, because it's all like play to me, it's fun, I exit out of the plugin, and then I'm back into Photoshop. And then if there are any other little things that I need to take care of, I do that in Photoshop. And then I'm done. So that's my workflow. Now, plenty of people use Adobe products, but even if you're not an Adobe user, because I know it can be pricey, or maybe you don't want the monthly expense, you could simply, another example of a simplified workflow, you could just use Perfectly Clear as a standalone app, for example. So if you say you can't afford the monthly expense of Photoshop, Perfectly Clear does have its own app. And by the way, they're not paying me to say this or anything. This is just what I use. So this is what I know really well. So they do have a standalone app, nice and simple. I can't remember how much it costs, but it's pretty affordable, and I believe it's just a one-time fee. So even that, and that's actually what I recommended to the photographer that I was Skyping with when she asked me what she could do to make her photos look better. I recommended Perfectly Clear. And I think she was using, I can't remember, she was in Adobe Photoshop or Photoshop Elements, but looking at her images, I mean, they were good, and she even told me herself, she didn't really know the ins and outs of retouching. Like, she could do some basic stuff, but the stuff that really makes a photo pop, she didn't know how to do, and she found it intimidating. So after I recommended that she check out Perfectly Clear, because they do have a free trial, by the way, where you can see how it works for you, she was amazed at how much better her photos looked, and the example photo that she sent me was testament to the improvement that had just happened in 1 week. 1 week. $0 using the free trial. And she had discovered this key to making her photos better. So there, though, so we talked about Adobe products, we talked about Perfectly Clear, but there are so many other software solutions that you could be using. The key is just to find the one that works for you and learning it inside and out. And a lot of these are very affordable, by the way. So Photoshop, Lightroom, they're not the only ones out there. Capture One is another one. By the way, again, all the ones I'm going to talk about in this episode, they're not paying me to say this. They're not sponsors yet. Although if they want to be, that would be amazing. So Capture One is a really good program for handling, raw files. It's very good at processing raw files and also doing all the things that you would need to do in Lightroom. You can do in Capture One. It's very, very robust. So there's Capture One. There's also DxO Optics Pro, which is another one, a little more simplified. I found it. I've dabbled in it, and it's a standalone app. I believe it may have a plugin, but it's not quite as, I don't think, as overwhelming as Lightroom and Photoshop. Just my opinion. Other people may disagree, but it's an option out there. And another one is, let's see my notes here, Affinity Photo. That's another simplified one. I think it's, anyway, all my opinion, I think it's simplified compared to Photoshop. But it's an option that you should check out anyway. So those are just a handful. Capture One, DxO Optics Pro, Affinity Photo. In the show notes, I will include a link to a post that I wrote at Tuts Plus where I review 10 alternatives to Adobe Creative Cloud. So I'll make sure and include that in the show notes so that you can check those out. With a lot of them, they do include free trials, I'm sure. So if you want to get a feel for them, you should do it. So don't let intimidation of Photoshop freeze you in your tracks. There are other options if you don't want to use Photoshop or Lightroom. You should not just, my opinion, you should not just snap a photo in camera and then do nothing to it. You should be trying to get your photos as correct as possible, of course, in camera. But there are also, I believe, always other, just even if it's just small tweaks to the photo that you need to make, you should be able to make those. There should always be, I think, some tweaking. So, you know, a lack of skill in something will hold you back. It's better to know how to do something and not need it than need to know how to do something and not be able to do it. So, we've touched on some software solutions. If you have any questions about this stuff, by the way, just send me an email over at info@prophotographerjourney.com. And I would be happy to dive into any questions that you might have about this software stuff. I've taught some courses on different kinds of photography software. I'm a little bit of a nerd that way. So I believe you should know how to retouch your photos, especially if you're calling yourself a professional photographer. So now let's move on to outsourcing, because I believe that this is something that can change your life. It can be scary, yes, but it can bring your photos up to the next level. So when I talk about outsourcing, I talk about handing your photos off to someone else for them to retouch them for you. That would be full outsourcing. Now, another variation of outsourcing that I've done is I send the photos out to somebody and they retouch some of the annoying things that I don't want to retouch, such as glare in the eyeglasses. I do not like retouching glare in eyeglasses and headshots. It's like my number one thing I don't like doing. So that would be something I send it out. And I also have them make some basic corrective edits as well. And I used a particular service for that, and I'll mention that. And then I have them send the files back to me, and then I take the photos home by adding my own personal style to those photos. So that's like partial outsourcing, where I still have, you know, some control over it. So the fact of the matter is that outsourcing can help you get back your life. instead of spending hours upon hours upon hours of trying to, you know, sort through hundreds or thousands, if you're a wedding photographer, photos, you can have someone else handle that for you. And for those of you who are like, oh, well, they may not know my style, there are ways for them to get to know your style. In the beginning, it's a process. If you send your photos out to a person, an individual, or a service, there is a process in the beginning where they're getting to know you. But once they do get to know you, then you will find that your life is just so much easier, and that sending your photos out for editing is just routine. Not to mention the hours that you would have spent editing those photos, you can apply to and focus on other areas of your business, such as marketing, for example. If you decided to outsource your photos, let's say you're, I don't know, a family portrait photographer, and you start outsourcing your photos, and you find that per week you get, we'll say, 10 hours of your life back. You have 10 extra hours per week that you would have spent retouching photos. You have those now free and available. And let's say you decide to apply that to marketing and bringing in even more clients. Do you see how that could change your business? Let's say you start booking 5 more clients per week. And let's say every session you average, just to make the math easy, $1,000. Let's say $1,000 in session fees and print sales. That's an extra $5,000 a week. What could you do with $5,000 a week? A lot of stuff, right? That would completely revolutionize your business and also your life. So all that to say, consider outsourcing. Let's get into some of the specific services. So I've used retouchup.com, and they do a decent job. They're the ones I use when I have the initial photos and I send it out and I want them to color correct the photos and remove any eyeglass glare and any other corrective edits, and then they send it back to me and I bring it home by applying my own personal style. So at the moment, I still like having some control over the process. They did a decent job. They have different levels of service. So they have the basic price tier, and then removing eyeglass glare, I think that's like the next one up. Then they can swap out backgrounds for you. So the only thing with retouch is you'll get different people every time, and I believe, and I haven't used the feature, but I've seen it's there, where if you really like the job that someone did for you, you can mark them as a favorite or save them or something. Like, they have a whole dashboard that you go into. So it saved me time. I don't do it all the time, but it's just a nice, easy way to dabble in outsourcing. So, and they price per photo, and so if you're not looking to spend a ton of money, or if you do a headshot session where, let's say, I don't know, you only want to spend the money to have 10 of the photos retouched or having the eyeglass glare removed, then it's a nice way to just kind of dabble into that. So another service that I haven't used, but I've heard a ton about for years and actually talked to their CEO, is Photographer's Edit. And I believe they focus on wedding photographers. And they are, I believe, a higher level service. I can't tell you what their pricing is, but looking at their website, wedding and portrait photographers, and they really get to know your style in and out. And they have different levels of service, so culling and color correction, and then color correction, retouching, and just to touch on some of their stuff. And they do have samples on their site where you can see what they've done. And so they are a big player in the game, and I know firsthand that they are very, in just chatting with them, they are very, very nitpicky about style, which is great. So they're another one to consider. Also, if you wanted to recruit an individual, maybe you don't want to use a service, but you just want a person that, like one person that you send your photos to, you could go to a site like Upwork.com, for example, and you could recruit, you could put out a job posting saying that you're looking for a photo retoucher. And so while I have not used Upwork for retouchers specifically, I'm pretty sure I've used them for like everything else, including this show, actually, like producing this show and uploading the audio for for this podcast. So Upwork is a great resource. I will say if you're using Upwork, you really have to weed through a lot of levels of quality, because you'll get the full range. So people who are charging, I don't know, $5 an hour to people who charge $50 an hour. And so it's just finding that level of what you can afford, that balance of what you can afford and the quality that you want. Because a lot of times you will get what you pay for is what my experience has been and what I believe. So Upwork is an option. I've talked to other photographers where they find somebody local in their town. Imagine that, which is pretty cool and something I've considered. So finding someone local in your area to retouch your photos, and that way you don't have to do the processing and retouching yourself, but you're able to have touch points with that person. You're able to meet with them in person if you want, especially in the beginning as they learn your style. And also, I don't want to forget to mention that if you haven't listened to episode 151, you should definitely check that out, because I talked to Beth about outsourcing, and her last name, I don't want to ruin it. I got it right in the episode. Beth Teuchman. Anyway, go to episode 151. She was a hoot to talk to. She was so much fun. And she's actually not a photographer. She focuses solely on retouching. So she runs a retouching service. And I think she was the first of her kind that we've had on the show. And she had so many amazing points to make about outsourcing and how it can affect not just your business, but your life, and how it can make both of those things so much more enjoyable and sustainable. And it's all about changing your mindset so that you're running your business like a business, which I think many photographers don't do. We get into it because we want to make pretty photos. But if you're trying to make a business out of it, then you have to think of it as a business. And that involves incorporating other things that make your business run more efficiently. So anyway, episode 151. So if you go to prophotographerjourney.com/151, listen to that episode. It may be life-changing for you. I had someone local here in town who listened to the episode. It was the husband of a photographer. He was like, "It's amazing. Now I'm trying to get my wife to outsource her editing because she spends so much time editing." And it can be very eye-opening. So the bottom line, really, is that your photos should look amazing without taking over your life. In addition, your clients should not be waiting to get their photos back from you. And the way to do this is to have your retouching workflow down pat. And this may or may not include outsourcing some or all of your photos. So that's really what it comes down to for this episode. By the way, there are plenty of other outsourcing services out there. I just wanted to talk about the ones that I just knew a little bit better and had some experience with. But if you just Google like photo retouching or outsourcing, you will get so many results. So definitely check that out. Even just to harp on how long your clients are waiting to get their photos back. That's a very common complaint that I hear people and families say when they hire a photographer. A lot of times the clients that I'm shooting, they've used photographers before me, obviously. And they'll just mention that the last photographer, they took forever to get back to me, or I didn't hear about them or hear from them after the photo shoot. Or I was talking to a woman just a few days ago where she waited 6 months to get her family photos back. Seriously, 6 months? And it was like they did the shoot and then silence. Like after that, like she heard nothing from the photographer, not even an email or a phone call like, "Hey, I'm working on your photos and it's going to be a while." Just nothing. 6 months went by. And then when she wanted to, I don't know how she waited 6 months because I would not have lasted that long. But when she decided that she wanted to see the photos and make some prints, to distribute to family members, she had to get in touch with the photographer. That should never happen. Never. And I understand as a photographer, we get overloaded with the number of sessions that we're doing and the sheer volume of photos that we're trying to sort through and edit. But you should never have your clients waiting months and months. In some cases, depending on the photographer, I don't think you should have your clients waiting weeks. Really, I don't do weddings anymore. So I do business headshots. And I try to get my photos to my clients in 5 to 7 business days. And every time my goal is to get the photos to them even quicker than that. So, and the way that you get these clients their photos quickly is to know your workflow for your retouching. So you need to find a software that works for you. And you need to pump those photos through or find someone to do it for you. So outsourcing your photos, it does not make you any less of a photographer, by the way. Absolutely not. It can bring your photos up to the next level and make you more efficient and make you more happy. Okay, I feel like I got ranty in this episode. So I'm going to end it here, but in a nutshell, so the 3 points that we talked about on the subject of taking your photos from ordinary to extraordinary. We talked about the mindset. You have to kind of change your mindset. You have to run your photography business like a business. And this involves having your process down. You don't want to be trying to reinvent the wheel every time. That should not be happening because retouching can take over your life. Then we talked about software solutions. So I talked about the big dog Adobe. And I also talked about the other options that are out there too. Options that I use. Perfectly Clear, and I also touched on Capture One, DxO, Optics Pro, Affinity Photo. Again, reminder, don't forget to check out the post I wrote over at Tuts Plus where I review 10 alternatives to Creative Cloud. I will include those in the show notes. Do peruse that article because it offers quite a few options, especially to those of you who are still trying to figure out what software solution you want to use. And a lot of them are very affordable. Some of them are just a one-time fee as opposed to a monthly fee. And then finally, we talked about outsourcing and how it can change your life. It can be scary. It can be a process, but it's totally worth it if you want to dive into it. There's services out there, or you could go to Upwork.com and hire a freelancer, or you could find someone local in your town who can do it for you. Another reminder, homework for you, check out episode 151 if you haven't done so already, where I talk to Beth, who is a photo retouching expert. And she talks about how retouching can change your life. And by the way, she had some really good insight about running a photography business more efficiently. It was very cool talking to her. So she's not a photographer, but yet she knows the ins and outs. She has this perspective on the ins and outs of a photography business because she deals with photography businesses. And so in a way, she's able to kind of step back and look at how things should be, which I think is hard for a lot of us who are photographers because we're just so deep into it and we're so attached to our photos and it's our art and our life. So check out episode 151. Again, if you have any questions, email me at info@prophotographerjourney.com. I would be happy to answer those questions. If I get enough of the same questions, then I'd be happy to record another episode tackling the subject. So anyway, that's all I have for you today. Let's go out and build the photography business of our dreams. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast and search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.